Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Suvedi Tech Weekly. This week Google dropped a bombshell called A2A, that is agent-to-agent communication. One AI agent writes codes, another reviews it, and third deploys it. Then as a software engineer, what would you do? You are just sipping coffee and wondering if your job is naming these bots. Let's say some of the agents you name Agent Pankaj and Agent Vijay. Agent to Agent is an open source protocol, so devs from everywhere can join in. Big players like MongoDB, Salesforce, PayPal, over 50 of them are already on board. What is the dream? AI agents working across apps and systems, no friction, and just smooth automation. Code repository is on GitHub if you wanna peek. Do you think is this the future of collaborative AI? Let's hope AI agents don't start arguing over commits. Just 2 years ago, NativePSP was a humble side project, but today it's the go-to tool for Laravel developers looking to build sleek desktop apps. No Electron bloat, no tears. Whether you are cooking off internal tools, client apps, or just tinkering for fun, NativePSP makes native app development faster, smoother, and way less headachy. The dev community loving it. Folks are hyped, shipping their first apps and flooding the feedback channels with emoji-laced joy. And with mobile support and tools like Zephyr on the horizon, it's only getting better. Laravel devs, this is your sign. Update your dependencies, install NativePSP, and hop on the train talking PSP above the web. Version 1 is here, it's shiny, it works, go tell your friends, and then go build something awesome. Ever feel like deploying new feature is defusing a bomb? Yeah, same. Let's make it less scary. Here are 5 essential deployment strategies every developer should know. First one is blue-green deployment. Think of it like having a stone double for your app. You prep the new version in a twin environment, then bam! Switch traffic over, zero downtime, but double the infrastructure. The second one is canary deployment. Release to a tiny group of users first. If nothing explodes, you ramp it up, sneaky, smart, and super safe. But you will need good monitoring. And the third one is A/B testing. Show different features to different users, then see which one wins the popularity contest. Super data-driven, but works best with a big audience. The fourth one is feature flags. Ship now, activate later. Flip features on or off like a light switch, no redeploy required. Just don't get lost in a sea of flags. The fifth or last one, but not the least, rolling deployment. Update one server or prod at a time. Keeps things smooth, but rolling back, that's a little trickier. So moral of the story, there is no silver bullet. So, pick what fits your app, your users, and your knobs. On April 17th, Zoom hit a rough patch. Several of its core services were disrupted, leaving users scrambling to connect to meetings, webinars, and other vital features. If you found yourself staring at a connecting screen with growing frustration, you were not alone. So during the disruption, Zoom worked behind the scenes to identify and resolve the issues as quickly as possible. To help users stay in the loop, the platform offered real-time updates by email, text, and their status page. So from this incident, you learned something, and some of the tips what you can do next are followings. First one is stay ahead of the curve. Subscribe to Zoom's service status alerts for that. And second one is have a plan B. So keep a backup communication tool in your tech toolkit. And last but not the least, don't panic. So these hiccups happen. Being prepared makes all the difference. So Zoom's outage is a reminder that even the most reliable platforms can stumble. So whether you are hosting a client call or attending a virtual event, keep an eye on the tech and the other on your contingency plan. So stay informed, stay flexible, and keep things moving. Bye-bye from Madhusudhan Civility Tech Weekly. See you next week.